Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Redmen TV and your latest edition of Expert Insight. My name is Dan Clubb, and I will be your host today. I am joined, it's a pleasure to say, by Patrick Berger, the chief sports reporter for Sport One, who covers Borussia Dortmund extensively. Patrick, thank you very much for joining me. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me, guys. I must say, Patrick Berger with a CK, not with a K, because there are a lot of people thinking I'm the former Liverpool or the former Borussia Dortmund player, the Czech player. No, it's not me. Yeah. I think he was quite better than me.
Well, yeah, you're allowed to say that. Yeah, it's an easy mistake to make when I say Patrick Berger. I think a lot of people will think, That one knows. It's just, I won't say it's just you, because that would be unkind. It's a very special Patrick Berger, but not the one who used to play for Liverpool. Yeah. So we brought you here today to speak about another very special footballer, of course. Someone who, quite simply, you can't keep out of the news. He's constantly in the headlines. Every single day you wake up to this news, that news. It's all about Jude Bellingham, his future, what happens next. So let's talk about it. We'll start off, Patrick. In fact, before I get into sort of my question about what happens with his future, I'm going to ask you, how brilliant has he been since he got to Dortmund?
Yeah, of course he was, or he is outrageous at the moment. To be honest, when he came, it was in summer 2020. It was during the Corona pandemic, and everyone was like, the expert were telling, oh, Borussia Dortmund is paying 2 or 23 million euro for a player who's just 17 years old. What kind of guy is it? I knew from some people around the Borussia Dortmund environment. They said, I don't know if it's that clever to pay such a huge amount for a kid. Mm-hmm. But just a few months later, everyone was like, wow, what kind of player is it? He's so ambitious. He's so self-confident, and it's just a top player, and was one of the best transfers in the history of Borussia Dortmund so far, I would say.
Yeah, I think it's hard to disagree with that. Yeah, and that's a very sort of high praise indeed, because Borussia Dortmund have had a very good transfer record, you know, mainly bringing players in, Jadon Sancho, Erling Haaland, very successful there, and then moving them on for a lot of profit, which I think is what a lot of people think will happen with Jude Bellingham. However, recently, sporting director at Borussia Dortmund, Sebastian Kehl, I think I'm right in saying, or Kehl, very much said he very much hopes to keep Jude Bellingham beyond this summer. Do you think that's possible?
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
They do have still hope. Of course, if you are talking with Edin Terzic, the player, the manager, who has a very, very deep contact to Jude and his family, Sebastian Kehl, Hans-Joachim Watzke, the CEO of Borussia Dortmund, they all have a bit like hope because Jude fits very good in this team, in this squad. He is like the third or turned to the third captain in the Borussia Dortmund squad after Marco Reus and Mats Hummels for a young player. I think it's a big honor, and he knows how to handle with this arm wrist when he wears it in the in the matches. So yeah, they do have still a bit hope because I would say he fits very good in this environment. Dortmund is like a city you compare to Birmingham. It's like a worker city with a lot of industry, rough people, I would say, with big heart, and he loves the fans and he loves the club, and I would say he sees right now in the moment that something is going on at the Borussia Dortmund squad. Something is growing on. They had a good result against Chelsea in the first match. Now we will see what's going to happen in London. But the title race in the Bundesliga, it's like open. They do have the big match ahead on the 1st of April against Bayern Munich. But they still has the chance to win a title after 2012 in the Bundesliga. And I think this is a big, big aim of Jude Bellingham as well. And I think, also like with the aim to win the cup, the DFB Cup again, I think this is a big, big aim. And they still have chances. They are very slightly, I would say, or very low, but they are there.
Yeah, it's no surprise that they'd want to keep Jude Bellingham and they'd hope to keep Jude Bellingham, like you say. And it might be the perfect way to sign off, potentially, if they do win the Bundesliga, potentially go deep in the Champions League, win another a cup, like you say, who knows. But I want to ask you then, Patrick, is it possible, do you think, that he stays on his current deal, which I think expires in 2025, or will they have to give him a new contract, potentially, which is something Dortmund do a lot, a contract with a release clause in it?
Yeah, the thing is, he never said, or if you speak to someone at his direct environment, he never said that he desperately wants to leave Borussia Dortmund or he's unsatisfied with the situation. It was in the past, like for some players like Erling Haaland or Jadon Sancho or Pulisic or Dembele, also Aubameyang, they on one point they said, okay, now I'm too good for the club. I need to make definitely the next step. I don't have this feeling right now at the moment, I must say, but of course he sees now for himself. He has now 22 caps in your national team at the Three Lions. I was in Qatar as well at the World Cup. I saw some England matches, and he's one of the key players in such a top squad. And I would say he can play in every top team in Europe, and he can have a big, big impact. So of course, Borussia Dortmund, they want to change like the philosophy a bit because I used to say they lost a lot of players like Dembele, like Pulisic. Like they need to rebuild the squad every new year, like with Sancho, with Haaland. And this could be a very good example for some other players to show we are very strong. We can keep the players. So this is the big, big thing, a big work to do for Sebastian Kehl and Edin Terzic as well. They have a plan to make him to a top earner at Borussia Dortmund. give him an annual salary of around 50 million euro. It's a huge amount. Mm-hmm. A Dortmund player never had this salary. Marco Reus, to compare, he is something like 12, 30 million euros. So they want to extend the contract from 2025 to 2026. But, and this is the point you mentioned, I think when they try to do this, it's just working out with a release clause. That's the only thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned sort of his hiking salary there. There's been a lot of report about his wages and what he's currently on and like how much more he'd be on if he went to Real Madrid, Liverpool, Paris Saint-Germain, any of these clubs. So it's no surprise that Dortmund would need to increase his salary if they were going to keep him. Just because you touched on it there, Patrick, I'll just sort of touch on that now. You mentioned sort of Dortmund, how good they've been at replacing these players, and their policy, their model has been selling them on for a profit and getting the next one in. Are they already preparing for life after Jude Bellingham if it comes to that?
Yeah, of course they do preparing. They, as I said, they want to rebuild a new team right now. They are at the reveal. So they have some players in their mind. For example, one is Daichi Kamada. I think he's also on the list. It's quite interesting for you guys because I heard that he's also one of the players on the list for FC Liverpool. But he's keen, as I'm told, to move to Borussia Dortmund as a free agent. He's playing on a different position than Jude Bellingham, a very different type of player. But Mahmoud Dahoud is leaving the club after 6 years. So Kamada is one of the one-on-one replacement, I would say. And it's clear that they are looking for new players like Manu Kone is also on the list. Mohamed Kudus is on the list. Enzo Lefebvre, a very good young player from FC Lorient. So they do have some players, but they have not the one to say, okay, if Jude is going, we go for that one player. So they speak with the parents, with the agents, with the players right now, and they need to prepare. I think it's usual business, huh?
Yeah, it's smart to do so. I think that's definitely the case. Yeah. And some of the names you mentioned there have definitely been sort of linked with Liverpool loosely. Manu Kone included, Mönchengladbach player, of course. We've been linked. We've been linked to every midfielder, though, to be honest with you. So it's not much of a surprise.
You need them. You need the midfielders, huh? I think your midfield is too old right now at the moment, huh?
Yeah, it's too old. It's too a lot of things, to be honest with you. Yeah, you're dead right. Yeah. We mentioned the release clause a moment ago, Patrick. Just sort of what sort of figure do you think we'd be talking about for that? I mean, we spoke about this quite a lot recently. Does the Enzo Fernandez deal and just how much he went for in the end, does that have an impact for the likes of Dortmund looking at someone like Bellingham going, well, if he's worth 110 million, Jude Bellingham's worth that amount of money?
Yeah, of course. I spoke to someone who's in a high position at Borussia Dortmund. And he told me, when you have a look at the player you named from Argentina, who's now going to FC Chelsea for 121 million euro, and also players like Ousmane Dembélé, who went for around 149, 45 it was, I guess, with bonus payment to Barcelona. So, of course, they say, if players like this who are good but not that good, or like Jude Bellingham at this stage, we want to have the money like 150 million euro. This is the this is the amount they do want to have. And it's not an easy situation because Borussia Dortmund is not they are very good with the financial situation. They are not in need to sell players right now at the moment, but they are on the stock market. And if the top offer went in or going in like 150 euro for a million euro for Jude Bellingham, of course people who invest in Borussia Dortmund, they would say, hey guys, what's going on? We need to sell the player. So it's not an easy situation for Borussia Dortmund as every year.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Last few questions then, Patrick, before I let you go. I know you're waiting to go watch the under-19s there in Dortmund. Jude Bellingham has been billed as a top target for Liverpool, like he has many clubs. I mentioned some of the interested clubs before. Just want to ask you, having seen so much of him, obviously, for Borussia, just how well-suited, and of course you've seen Jurgen Klopp teams a lot as well beforehand and at Liverpool, how well-suited is Jude Bellingham to play under Jurgen Klopp?
Yeah, of course, Jude is a big admirer of Jürgen Klopp, and also on the other side, Jürgen Klopp loves him. It's the perfect kind of player, I would say, for or to rebuild a new squad, a new top midfield at FC Liverpool. A player I think the fans would identify with him, and the kind of playing, because I don't know if you know the history beyond his number, the 22. It's he got it from Birmingham, because the number 4, the number 8, the number 10, if you plus, you come to 22. So because the people say he's a number 4, he's a number 6, he's a number 8, a 10. He can play everywhere. So I would say he's perfect, because he's very dangerous. He make goals. He's like in a playmaker role, and he's able to play the very intensive gegenpressing system of Jürgen Klopp. So I would say it's a perfect, or it would be a perfect fit. And the thing is, and I think this is some good news for you guys. What I'm told or heard is that Liverpool is still in the pole position, front runners. They are the main target also for Jude. There are some clubs like City and Real Madrid as well in the race, but he turned down proposals from Chelsea, from PSG for the summer, because for him. Self, he's like more looking into the Premier League as a next step. So FC Liverpool is very, very interesting for him, of course. But we need to see where is the development going of FC Liverpool. And for me personally, I can't imagine, to be honest, to see Jude, 1 year playing at the club who's not taking part at the Champions League. So we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. Indeed, Jürgen Klopp was speaking recently, just today, about our top four chances, and he's still confident that we can finish in the top four. And we want to finish in the top four for Champions League football, obviously, but also if it impacts Jude Bellingham coming to the club, then it's an even bigger deal. But like you say, definitely delighted to hear that we're in pole position still, and certainly definitely still in the race. That's the main thing for now. Just finally then, Patrick, before I do let you go, if it is going to be that 150 million euro figure that you've spoken about, as things stand, you mentioned Liverpool are in pole position. In your opinion, what do you see as the most likely outcome? Does he stay at Dortmund, or does he come to Liverpool, maybe Manchester City? What do you see happening?
Yeah, I would say, to be honest, as I said, it all stands and falls with the qualification for the Champions League. I don't know. Maybe if they reach the Europa League, it could be a year where Jude is saying, "Okay, if I am the key player to rebuild a new squad, to be the face of the new club or of the new philosophy, why not?" But you guys need to play in Europe, and I would say for you it would be better if Borussia Dortmund would struggle at the moment, but they are not doing. They had nine matches in this year and nine wins, because if Jude has still the feeling that he can reach something with Borussia Dortmund, and they are still on the top and competing with Bayern, competing in the Champions League, competing in the German Cup, I would say there's still a small chance for Borussia Dortmund that he stays for one more year and make them the step 1 year later to Liverpool. But at the moment, if you ask me, I would say it's 60% that he's going to join Liverpool and 40% that he stays in Dortmund for one more year.
I like those odds, Patrick. You can come on again after that. Yeah, fingers crossed that you are
cool.
Right. Yeah, you are right after that. Yeah. I mean, we need Champions League, like I say already, regardless of Jude Bellingham. But I am desperate for us to sign Jude Bellingham. Like, cards on the table, absolutely desperate for it. But yeah, Patrick, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. I will let you go and watch the under-19s now. Thank you very much for joining me. Just let the listeners and the viewers know where they can find your Twitter and your work, generally speaking, mate.
Yeah. You find me as you know on Twitter, Burger PJ, and also on Instagram, and I'm now new on TikTok. It's a new thing for me because my young cousins, they are big fans of TikTok, and they said to me, "Hey, send us some videos. We do the shit for you." And I said, "Okay, guys, it's a good idea." So new thing for me also.
Oh, happy days. Well, we'll get you some followers on the back of this. Make sure you go check out Patrick on TikTok. Yeah, great. Make sure you do that. His cousins will box it off for you. Brilliant, mate. Happy days. Yeah, enjoy the rest of your day. And it's been a pleasure. That has been all for this episode of Expert Insight. And I will speak to you all again soon. See you later.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.